The gym, the security checkpoint at the airport, places where we are often in bare feet. You may not give it a second thought when you take off your socks and shoes, but some experts are saying you should.
Dangerous bacteria can be lurking in these public places, and they could hitch a ride home on your feet. Channel 4's Nikki Kimbleton reveals these hot spots for germs and why you're urged to be careful.
Well, we took samples from several places where people go without their shoes. We let them grow inside of a petri dish. And what we found was gross, surprising, and scary.
With a national sales job, Barbara travels nearly every week. Since she's a frequent flyer, she's learned to make travel easier. And one way, wearing flats that are easy to slip off through security.
I would never thought anything like this would happen. Wearing flats through the airport is, you know, the most comfortable way to travel.
But a few months ago, Barbara noticed some spots on her feet. They turned out to be warts, caused by coming into contact with the human papillomavirus. She's so embarrassed about it, she doesn't want her face on camera. And where her doctor says she likely got the warts, someplace she went barefoot. The only place she could think of going through airport security.
I don't belong to a gym, and I travel all during the week. And the only place I really ever take off my shoes to change my shoes is at the airport in my car before I step out of it. And I put on my flats and I walk through to stand in the TSA line.
Whether Barbara picked up HPV there or not, we still wanted to see what was lurking on the ground of the TSA security scanner, a spot where everybody has to stand still and without shoes. We took a swab from a pair of socks Barbara wore through the scanner and put it in a petri dish designed to help bacteria grow. After a week, it was obvious we had something, and it didn't just look bad, it smelled terrible. We took the results to the microbiology department at University of North Florida.
That's off of the sock.
Even though they could not do the complex test for HPV, they did find...
That's staph. One of the ways you can identify staph is because it has that yellow golden color.
We showed the results to Barbara.
That's what the samples say. I'm not surprised. I'm absolutely disgusted and grossed out.
Since TSA is just one place people go barefoot, we swabbed several other floors.